Tony Valdovinos de la Mora wanted to be in the military, but instead ended up in politics, and now he is the subject of a new musical. Valdovinos came to the U.S. when he was 2. The now 28-year-old owns a company that does get out the vote work in Arizona. He's also a DACA recipient. The musical, based on his life, Americano, is in the development stage. Phoenix Theater will workshop the show tonight and tomorrow. That's basically a reading of the production. Our co-host Mark Brody recently sat down with him to talk about his life and seeing it on stage.
I want to go back to your high school years, specifically your senior year in high school, where you sort of had it sounds like you really sort of had a plan for what you wanted to do, and that plan kind of quickly got changed and derailed somewhat, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, that plan for me was destiny. You know, I wanted to be in the Marine Corps since I was in sixth grade. That's when 9/11 had happened. But that is what I wanted to do, and I remember very clearly the emotions behind it, the fear, the excitement, the duty, and most of all, it was the honor that I felt was the most important for me to bring to the family.
How did it come to pass that you found out that that was not really an option for you?
I was with a recruiter at Camelback High School, I was with him. I was going to the recruiting office to take the test, and he was asking me questions about my, you know, where I was from, and told him I was from Mexico, and he very quickly asked me if I had my documents in order, and I wasn't sure how to answer that question because it was very taboo in our family and in our culture. And so I wasn't sure how to answer that, and he looked at me straight in the eye and told me to get out of the car, that I was wasting his time and that I was wasting my time. And at that moment, it just truly understood something significant had just happened in my life. And I went home and I demanded an answer. I wanted to understand. I was about to leave high school while everybody was going to college. And it was the truth came out, and we had a very family conversation, and it was very daunting for me and very heavy to understand that I practically was invisible.
At what point did you realize that maybe this DACA program, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that might be an option for you to maybe go to school or be able to work in the state?
I think, and I'll tell you the absolute truth. When I got involved, civically engaged, we didn't know much about DACA. We knew what the DREAM Act was. And DACA showed up through a lot of advocacy and pressure on the Obama administration. And the day that it actually came to light, it was the first day I heard about it. But it was a very emotional day because we all huddled up and watched CNN unroll this program. And there was a lot of tears because it symbolized safety.
It's interesting that to you, DACA meant safety, because at the time, we kept hearing stories about people maybe being a little apprehensive about signing up for it, not wanting to give the government all their personal information. Sounds like that wasn't necessarily a concern for you.
Absolutely not. That was one of the most, that happened very fiercely throughout the community. There was a significant amount of Dreamers that did not sign up for the DACA program. I know a lot of people still that did not sign up for the program. It's unbelievable not to sign up for the program. And we raised a lot of money over the years to help students afford the application because, the idea of having temporary relief was incredible because it gave the opportunity to still figure out the issue. And we understood that we had to do a lot more advocacy work to get more people out to vote so we can have the correct representation.
All right, so I've got to ask you about this musical. That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah,
that somebody's making
a
musical about your life?
Mm-hmm. It's an incredible opportunity, but absolutely, it is very crazy for me, right? It's and I think that this is the very first time that there's an opportunity to tell my singular story in a much broader picture. There's been other stories of dreamers who have accomplished other things and have done other work, but I think for me, it's a great opportunity to be able to tell this story of hardship, triumph, and hardship. But most importantly for me, it was all based on what I loved and believed so much about in the Marine Corps, which is honor, courage, and commitment. And having the courage and the commitment to move forward through these adversities and still believe in what we believed in when we first started, when we first wanted to go to school, when we first when I first wanted to join the Marine Corps.
Was your family on board with this from the beginning? Did you have to convince them that it was okay for your story to be up on stage for everybody and anybody to see?
Look, absolutely not. You know, my mom, from the beginning, you know, from when I first got involved in a political campaign, started doing interviews, started being very vocal out there, there was a lot of fear, but we have to move forward. And people do not understand what's happening unless it is brought to light. And so there was a lot of responsibility for us to go out there and advocate for this issue, but a lot of issues also within the communities. You know, when it comes to the play and the balance of where I came from and here we are, fast forward, now there's a play, we're still in that same fight.
What do you think it's going to be like for you to be sitting in a theater and seeing a guy up on stage as you telling your life story?
You know, I watched one reading. There was two, but I could only go to the first one. It was really tough because it was surreal, and it was very, I can't even imagine to tell you what it's like to, so, you know, see a lot of these amazing actors unfold your actual life situations. You know, there's a scene where there was a fight in high school that I had that was a major part of my high school time that really changed a lot for me. And so, you know, to see that, it was just really fascinating to just see some of the downfalls, to see some of the uplifts. That was emotional. But I think it's important for me to be able to tell that story on a much broader scale. There's more context to me as a human, as a person, versus just an undocumented entrepreneur who has done a lot of work in politics. And so I think that just gives you a better picture of what, you know, what it really is to just be a person in the United States dreaming.
That was Tony Valdovinos de la Mora speaking with our co-host Mark Brody. The musical is based on his life, and it's called Americano. It's being workshopped tonight and tomorrow night at Phoenix Theater.